Thursday, Parshas told us, Shir, what number, everybody? Yud Zayin.
Yes, today is Thursday. So, Rabbi Yisai, what we're trying to work on over here is figure out how do we know that the din of Kesef Kedushin goes to the father, the father's Mekadesh, these types of things. So the Gemara is trying different attempts. The first attempt that the Gemara tried from was from Yotzeh Chinam, Ein Kesef. Ein Kesef Ladan Zeh, Yesh Kesef Ladan Nachas. Says the Gemara, no, maybe Ein Kesef be Yetziah Zu, Yesh Kesef be Yetziah Cheres. Says the Gemara, hold on. But from Esbitin, Asat Yishah Zeh, you see his Mekadesh gets the money. Says the Gemara, Ein Ma'ani Mili. Tano, Avol, Naira, Taktashi, Nash, Tishko, Kasvi, Machokas over there, Rashi, and the Ritva. I'll call upon him. The Gemara says, okay, I'll learn it out from Benurea Beisavia. That's another attempt. Says Gemara, you can't learn from Benurea Beisavia, because if you could, then you would also buy. From the fact you don't buy Maisi Adayim, also you can't do it by. Kesef Kedushin, why? Because Ha'ubei HaFarz Nedarim with Ichsin. Says Gemara, okay, even though it's written by HaFarz Nedarim. Now the Gemara says, three Vechitemas. Vechitema Nailef Mina, why not? V'chitema neilef from Oynes u'mefate. Is Oynes u'mefate Isser? No. So why don't you learn from there? V'chitema neilef from Boishes u'begam. Is Boishes u'begam knas? Clearly not. Lower to clearly not. Says the Gemara. Shiny Boishes u'begam du'avia shayach v'gavayu. Now when the Gemara says that Boishes u'begam is not knas, Rashi and the Tosfos Riazok can use different languages. It's come out the same thing. Rashi says Boishes u'begam lav knosan inhu. They're not knas. Tosfos Riazok says Boishes u'begam dimemoinahu. They are mamoin. I don't know if they're trying to emphasize particularly something else. Rashi just says it's not. Rashi says it's not knas. Tosfos Riazok says it is mamoin. But it would appear to be half dozen of one, six of the other. Seems to be that it's basically the same thing. Maybe not. We said that there's different dargos in knas. Perhaps I'll call upon him as follows. The Ravid does something very interesting here. The Ravid, when he brings down the Gemara's question of V'chitema Nelef Miboishes Upagam, says the Ravid, that question, that's the third V'chitema, the Gemara is trying to learn from Boishes Upagam where? Only to Maisi Yadayim. Back to Maisi Yadayim. Another Gemara is really asking a question on Rav Huna Amarav. From Boishes, the Gemara is not suggesting we can learn Kesef Kedushin from Boishes u'begam. The Gemara is not doing that. The Gemara is suggesting we can only learn Maisi Yadayim. That's what the Ravid says. The Ravid's a Pelo Atzam. We definitely didn't learn that way. Why does the Ravid, maybe it has to do with Tosfos Kashi, we'll have to see Tosfos Kashi here a little bit. But why does the Ravid assume that the last V'chitema is going all the way back to Rav Huna Amarav? Could be that Moshe Siegelman is going to say Chabura on this topic. Not this week, not next week. This week, Eli Bash. Next week, Avigdor Gelman. The following week, hopefully, Moshe Siegelman. I'll call upon him. We got to figure that out. What does the Gemara answer? Shiny, Boishes upgam de avia shayach begavayu. What does that mean, avia shayach begavayu? Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says, de avia shayach begavayu. This is where we're up to. Sheyesh lo din chelek behen. He has a din chelek in them. Sheyesh biyodoy levaisha ulapoigma bishvil mamon sheyitnu loy. He has epis a shaychus to the mamon sheyitnu loy. They would have given him money in order for him to be mevaisha and poigim her. Diboy masala lemenuvel mukashchin. The havele boishes u'begam. She would have boishes u'begam then. The onas ze ba leha. This person that now attacked her. Mechaser mamoin ze shezilzala. He was mechaser this mamoin from her that now she's worth less. And now people are not going to jump after her. No longer people are going to be, she won't be as desirable anymore. Even though maybe she's a very attractive young lady, but now that she's already been attacked, so she's already not considered to be anymore prime schayra. She's damaged goods. So therefore, what I could have before gotten money to sell her off to a menuvel mukashchin, and that money would have come from the boishes u'begam that you would have suffered. Now I can't get that money anymore. So you are depriving him of money. How is Rashi learning? He's shaykh b'gavayu, shaykh in the mamayin. He's now he lost money here. So who gets the money? The father, because he's the one who lost money, or he also lost money. I don't know. It says Rashi, "Sheish lo din chelik behen, sheish lo din chelik behen, sheish biyado levayish be'ima." Yeah.
So wait, what's Shaykhus then? Could it marry Rav
Tumnu Mugashin? He could have beforehand, and now he's no longer an option because he's not going to get money anymore. He can still marry Rav Tumnu Mugashin, but is anyone going to pay the same top price they would have beforehand? Because the point is that
we're going to talk about it.
He would pay more because he can't marry.
Okay, fine, but I'm saying anybody else also would have paid money.
Yeah, but we're trying to connect it to Boishas and Pagam. We're trying to say
Pagam is that he married her also to Nabal Mukashkin.
Because that's not money. The one who shot for the money, but
now afterwards he wants to marry her again. That's
nothing to do with the money.
What do you mean? Nobody wants to buy. Nobody's interested in somebody who has. She's not as.
But the point is, will he get the boishes of begam money? What is Shaykhus does he have to the boishes of begam money? Yes, Shaykhus, because he could have had this type of. He had monetary things in this money, so therefore we would give him the money. That's what Rashi's trying to link money of Boishas of Begam to the father. What is the money of Boishas of Begam to the father? Because the father has Epis of Shaykhus to the Boishas of Begam money. Because he could have made money.
There's two different
money. Hold on, we'll get there. But so this is what Rashi's saying, right? We'll get there. I want to ask a different question on Rashi, which you're all asking Kashas. They're all going to all end up in the same boat. L'choyu. I want to ask a different question, which is as follows. How much money did the father, was the father able to get to marry off to Menuhin Mugashkin? Someone threw out a number? No.
$1 million.
No.
So obviously, we're not talking about the Kesef Kedushin that he was going to marry her with. We're talking about he was going to ask a high price tag in order to for someone to be able to marry her.
$100 million.
Say $100 million.
Yeah. Okay. I'm shooting low. The guy's not finding a woman.
Let's say $1,000. Okay. Let's say $1,000. Now that she's been attacked, how much can he sell her off to a Menuhin Mugashkin for?
$4.
How much? $500. $500. So how much is the loss that he had? $500. How much is the Boishas and Pagam money?
50.
Whatever they say.
No, it's 99.
Whatever it is it $500?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe yes.
It could be, but it has no shot.
But maybe not. And there's no reason to assume that that number is the same number as the amount of money that he lost. The Boishas of Begam is a kolafi, I'm a vayish, I'm his vayish. It's a question of how much damage he had, how much, who the man that attacked her was, what type of prominent family she was from. That's the whole thing.
But
so
how do you evaluate how much she would pay to not get the
Boishas?
How much? Yeah. How much she would pay not to get this? That's about her.
The difference
not
between what she would have got and what she would get now.
No. That's my. That might be the pagam. That might be the pagam in her pagam in her.
If you say the bushes, how much she would pay not to get the busha, I would assume that numbers equal how much she just lost in the market.
How much? Someone else? How now? I could sell to a Menuhin Mugashkin. Not she can marry a regular guy. There's nothing to do with it. Now I want to sell to Menuhin Mugashkin. This is a weird market. This is a really weird market. What the numbers are not equal. They don't correlate these two numbers. So Grada, there's money here. True. It's an interesting money. That's what Tavi is. It's an interesting, it's a strange money. It's a what? There's a money here, fine. But that money is not this money. They're not identical monies. They're both monies that have to do with her boishas and her pgam, true, but they're different monies. So why is that? Why we think the money goes to the father? We'll get back to that in a second.
That wasn't our raya that the money goes to the father.
Why not?
Classic case of pgam is a matter of besula to beula.
Right.
The hundreds are different.
Right. I think that's what it is.
So it's not then about the money that she that he would have gotten to pay for her.
Well, he—it's all part of the black. We're going to call it blackmail money.
Right,
I can sell her off to someone, and that—that—that's well, she was a basula, and now she's not a basula anymore. So I could have—that's all part of the sale. I have a basula; she's beautiful. You're not. So listen, this is your opportunity to get something you wouldn't get otherwise. Pay me money.
So the begam though isn't that classic hundred zuz. It's something.
It's all the same. It's all the same question. This money is not. I don't see a direct correlation between this money and that money. There's a loose correlation, but it's not a direct. Okay, so it's interesting. Avu Shayach Begavayu, that's not his. It's not his money. He's got a different money. So what we're giving him the money? It's a different money.
It's not a raya that he gets it. It just says that. We see that it's not you can't bring
the
right
to the two.
Here the father's already shaykh to sugya bashi.
And the sugya.
You can't bring a right.
Okay. My point is that there's a loose connection. We're just making a loose connection.
Yeah.
We'll see it also in the other Rishonim. The Dvar Yankov brings down other Rishonim. It says a different pshat of Shayach Begavayu. It means the father also has boishes. What, you think only she's embarrassed? Father also walks down the street and he's embarrassed. His daughter was attacked. So the father has boishes. So Azoizok, the Ramban, the Ritzvah, the Rajah, they have a different gears than the Gemara even. He's not more embarrassed than her.
Why is he getting the money?
Oh, he's not more embarrassed than her. And a Hanami. We'll see in a second. But the Rishonim ask a different question. Okay, so anytime anyone attacks any of my relatives, I should be getting boishes. Because I'm also embarrassed. Someone attacks my son, someone attacks my brother, someone attacks my sister, someone attacks my wife. All those cases, I should be getting boishes because embarrassing for me. So the Rishonim say no. This is getting back to your question also. The Gemara, and this is basically what Eli Bash was saying. Gemara is not suggesting that this is a real mechayiv of boishes to the father. The Gemara is just saying that this is a reason why maybe the father has more connection to the boishes than in a regular case. What?
Not then the daughter.
Not then the daughter. But over here, we're going to gift it to the father because he does have a connection, as opposed to other cases, we'll leave it by the daughter. But
let's leave aside other cases. Right now, the daughter is one that got mainly embarrassed here. Are we gifting it to the father just because he also got embarrassed?
Good. So I want to say pshat on that. Okay. So I think he's asking Akash. He's saying, Zol Zayn. Okay, the father, very nice. The Maisa, there's a hezek here to the daughter. She has a hezek.
She gets her nezek.
What?
She'll get her
Well, Boishas is Mamayin. Boishas is itself a Hezek. Boishas is Mamayin. What does Mamayin mean? That means I have a damage that happened to me. I got to pay. You're going to give it to my father because he had a different damage. It goes to him, therefore. What's the pshat in that? And I think that the pshat has to be, like we were saying yesterday, Boishas is not a real Mamayin. It's not a real Mamayin. It's not. It's a quasi Mamayin. There's no real Hezek. So, who do you give it to? You know what? We could really give it to nobody. Does she really deserve boishes? No, she got embarrassed. Okay, it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
Why is that not
boishes? What?
But once you're going to give it to someone, then what? Boishes?
It is real boishes. Boishes is not mamayin. Boishes is knas. Rashi says, we saw Rashi in Baba Kama, we didn't look it up, those are looked up, then we said boishes is not a real mamayin, it's a knas. So once boishes is not a real mamayin, it doesn't bother me that their ish is not going to get it. The Torah is mechadesh, this is a mamayin. So the Torah can give this mamayin to the father.
Why? What? Why give the money to anybody at all?
Because that's the Torah's
like chiddush. It should be like a case of in my house.
The chiddush of the mamayin is only starting from the fact that the daughter got attacked.
And
so very nice, it's not a real mamon in the first place, but now that the Torah is being mechadish, it adds mamon,
so
to go to the daughter.
The Torah can mechadish, it goes to the father. Because the father also
Why
has
go to the father?
Because the father also has a hezek here. So the Torah therefore gave this mamon to the father.
Isn't but
the father's hezek isn't mamon either.
And a chanami.
Why is he not having no mamon?
And a chanami. That's the Torah's chiddush. In theory, it's a knas. It's a knas. If what would be if the husband comes in and is moida? This person comes in and he's moida that he was poigim her. He's moida was ma'anis. What's going to be the din? What's the din? He's pater. Moida be knas pater. I. What do you mean? But he mazik her. He's going to be pater. He's going to be pater.
Only
boshes. Only oh yeah, boshes. No. Boshes.
What?
If Boishas is Knas. Now, Lemaisa, the Rambam says, you know why you're Chayiv? This is the Rambam. Rambam says, because a woman's Boishas, what's the Boishas?
She can't get married.
What's the Boishas? That it happened or that everyone knows it happened?
That
So when he walks into Beis Din, he's creating the Baisha, so therefore he's not Pater. Be'etzim he should be Pater, but because you're making the Baisha by coming in, therefore you can't be Pater and might be Knas Pater, but Be'etzim he should be Pater. So Baisha is not a real, it's in a Chanami, the Avua Shayach Begavayu, what we're saying is really a very, it's not a real strong svara to say if it would be full mamon, maybe we wouldn't use this svara. It's not a great svara.
So get the baishas without him going to Beis Din.
What?
So get the baishas one. The rabbi says
okay, but he's but
no, somebody's going to hear about it because she's going to marry somebody okay. And he's going to say
okay, but the maisa that's not you're not moed of a class potter because you're creating the baishas. The rabbi says it's the rabbi. You're creating the boishes. Therefore, but be'etzem, the Rambam's mashma, there should be moed of a class potter. What does that mean? There's no real hezek here. There's no real hezek. So I come as no real hezek, then we can handle these very loose svaras. Father also has epis hezek. Okay, so we'll give the knas to him.
That's what we're saying.
Even though Argumar calls it mamon, because it has an element of mamon, has an element of knas.
I'd answer why it's only the daughter, not the rest of the family.
This is because it's not a real svara. It doesn't mean it's no real hezek. Because I got embarrassed. He wasn't mazik me. So it's just a svara enough to be able to say that it's going to go to the father. That's what the Rishonim say. So we said, but okay, but she has her own hezek. How do you take the hezek away from her? If she has hezek. Why are you not paying her? If she's not in the rishus of the father, the answer is because it's not a real hezek to her also. Okay.
Why is it not two mazikim separately?
Maybe that's still with knas.
Because whatever the knas is, the Torah decided to make a knas. Whatever it is,
she has a damage. He has a damage.
Because the Torah is machadish. This knas is going to him. That's it. It's a knas. What's the knas? Can't ask questions.
Yeah, but
why can't there be two knasim?
Because the Torah didn't make two knasim. Well, it could have. So it could have. Maybe you think it should have. It would have, but it didn't.
Just when you have two mazikim, usually.
But it's a knas. If it's a knas, then you can't.
It's already a knas.
It doesn't make a difference.
But ignore one mazik. You don't ignore.
It's not a real mazik. It's a knas. A knas. They can do whatever it wants. The Turk can do whatever it wants.
So how do you know like Tosis Rezo? He said it's Mamon. So it's not?
Rashi also seems to be Mamon.
We said it. Oh, it's not. Maybe it's only a half Mamon. I don't know.
Rashi, we're harping on the Knas part. That's what we're harping on. We're saying the only fact that he gets money is because it's Knas.
Right.
So that's a problem.
Why?
Because Mamon and Knas, we already said you can't learn.
That's what the Gemara is saying. Once there's a Machayev, therefore I think Machayev says no. Over here, in the Mechayev itself, there's something to give it to him. So therefore, you can't learn from here. That's good for the reason.
Wait, what's our big problem with making a Mamon?
Our problem is if it's real Mamon, she should get the money. But because he also has a Hezek, but
Terez. Because he also, if we look at the situation, right? This girl was attacked, right?
Right.
Now, who lost money? The father lost money.
No. That's not Boishas. There's no Sheikhas. So then give him his Boishas money. This is her Boishas money. That's not the same money.
Lost money, though.
So give him that money. Give him that money. This is different money. This is different money.
The amount has nothing to do with
anything. These two amounts are not connected. So you're saying he lost money, so give him that money. Elamai, this mamain is her mamain. So you're giving him her mamain because he has his own loss. But Sheikhas, she has a loss of money. Should go to her. Elamai, he's in a rishus. Okay, then we should see he's in a rishus. No, he's not in a rishus. She's not in his rishus. He just also has a loss. So what? I'm saying if it's a knas, then we could say, okay, then already we could play with things and say, listen, it's anyway not a real moment. It's a moment, but not a real moment. And because he has a loss, therefore we'll drop or dump it on him.
Yeah,
okay, then you could do it.
At best, saying that it's a knas says that she's not more shy. You want to say the Maisa, she was the one who got better, so she got over him with this moment. Now it's a
No, that wasn't the question. That wasn't the question. The Torah decided to put it by him. Why? The Torah decided. That I'm not asking any questions on. But the Shiloh was, if it's a real Mamoin, so what happened to the Mamoin? The answer is, because he has Sheikhas to Hefzid also. So therefore, when the Torah is giving a Knas, we'll give it to him. He does have Hefzid. So therefore, over here, we can hear more to tilt towards the father, even though we don't really tilt towards the father. Over here, because he has some sort of shaykhis, we'll give it to him. Everywhere else, we don't. What? He doesn't.
His daughter got embarrassed.
That's fine, but if you're embarrassed, we do give it to him. We're saying in that case, yes. But in Kesef Kedushin, we don't, because Mechatesi give Kesef Kedushin. What a shaykhis, do you have Kesef Kedushin? Nothing. Our koponim, Rabbi Isai, we have to work on it. This is rough. There's challenging things over here. But the chayra, this can be the pshat. Comes along Tosfos. Tosfos asks a kasha on Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat is a pella, says Tosfos. Why? Because Rashi learned that why is the father shayach? Because the father can marry off to a menuvel mukashin. Now hold on a second. Our Gemara is trying to learn out from Boishes Upagam what?
That he can marry her off.
That he can marry her off. So what are you telling me? No, Boishes Upagam is different because he can marry her off. But we don't know that yet. We don't know yet that he can marry her off. How could you say Boishes Upagam is different? The whole reason he's different is because Avua Shaykh Begavai, because he can marry her off. If you learn like the other Rishonim that Boishes Upagam is different because he also gets embarrassed. Okay, we're not, so that's true. Boishes Upagam, any way you slice it, he gets embarrassed. But according to the way Rashi's learning, that was saying, listen, Boishes Upagam, we know that he could marry her off. What? He could marry her off? I thought we don't know that yet. We want to learn from Boishes Upagam. How do you, what comes first? How did you have your egg before your chicken? Azoy Frek Toysis. And because of this, Toysis argues on Rashi and Pshat in the previous Gemara. We're not going to go into that right now. But Pshat and Rashi, L'chair, is very poshut. Rashi learns, no. Even before Boishes Upagam, we knew that he can marry her off. Where do we know he can marry off from? Binur HaBei Savia, from Binur HaBei Savia, from Aphorus Nedarim. I the Gemara says, Aphorus Nedarim, and Moina Mei Yisur Eloi Alfinan. Not the mummy, just learn the Yisur. Why does Tosis not do that? Because Tosis learns, because every time you learn out the Yisur, you can always come out to Mamoin. Tosis doesn't do that. Tosis says, what do you mean? Tosis says, anytime the Yisur and the Mamoin go together. So you can't learn from Aphorus Nedarim. So right now, at this stage, according to Tosis, do we know the father can be Mekadosh's daughter to someone else? No. According to Rashi, do we know it? Yes, so the Gemara knows it already. So do we know that he gets the Kesef Kedushin? No. And that's the hold on. And that's what the Gemara wants to know. How do he get the Kesef? I'll see that from Boishes Upagam. Mm. So what does Rashi mean Avu Shach Gavayu that he could get Momoin in the Kedushin? Does he mean the Kesef Kedushin, the Pruta that Yaakov was talking about? So what's no? He means he could have blackmailed. That's blackmail money. Abad of the Gemara at this stage does not yet know that the father can get Kesef Kedushin. That's what we're trying to learn out from Boishes Upagam. We do know the father can be Mekadosher. And if you can Mekadosher, you can say, you'd like to marry my daughter? Not so fast. Give me $1 million first. You can Mekadosher with Shtar if you want. You can Mekadosher with Bia, anything. I don't care. I don't care what you Mekadosher with. I want $1 million. That's blackmail money. But that was money that he had. It's not real money. And a Hanami, it's not real Hefzid. This whole Hefzid here is very, very loose. We're making a loose connection between the father's Boishes Upagam Mamoin and the girl's Mamoin. We're not. That's enough. And that's all the Gemara is saying over here. He could have gotten some sort of income from the Kedushin. Because he had the right to Mekadosher. Is he going to get the Kesef Kedushin? I don't know. We're not talking about the Kesef Kedushin. We're talking about he would say, listen buddy, you want to marry my daughter, you got to pay me first. That's the way Rashi learns. It's Rashi L'shitasa. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Hello, Mistavro. Dechi kame mayit. Yitzia de kavose kame mayit. It's Mistavro, and the Gemara says when he's going to be mayit, it's Yitzia de kavose kame mayit. The Gemara is going back. Rashi says, Elo le oilam. Rashi in the bottom of the Gemara on the base. Le oilam mikro kama. De en kesev ladan zen nafka. Everything's being learnt out of the original pasuk of en kesev ladan zen nafka. Vidukashalach that you asked Vema Lidida Mistavra de la Via. The Chikom and my Yitzius Erisin, Midin Yitzius Ama Avria, Ubaloime Khan and Kasev al Yitzius Erisin, Yesh Kasev, Yitzius Yede Kavase come and my it. Yitzius Erisin, Dumia de Yitzius Ama come and my it. Midin Ama, Ulamemer, the Yesh Kasev Ba, Uma Yitzius Ama Avria, and Kasev Lo Odoin, Dinavka Mershuse Kamar Kra. Afmiut, the Yesh Kesef, the Kodayak Litius Erisin Yesh Kesef Nami, She Yotzehe Menukamar Vahinuaf. Gemara is saying now that you had said before, you had an issue with the learning out of Yotzehinim En Kesef. Maybe it's just saying, listen, En Kesef be Yetziazu, Yesh Kesef be Yetziacheres, and we're not coming to be so exact in comparing the two of them. Gemara, Mistavra, Misvara, these drushes are should be more more precise. What does that mean? Let's look at the Yitzia Yotzachinam that we said that over there, there isn't money. What is that? Who was the one that we would discuss getting money? Who are we talking about? He doesn't get money. Who's that? Whoever is in control of her. So now we say over here, the person in control does not get money. So probably if you're being more precise, then we say, Aval Yesh Kesef, to an Acher, who's that Acher? The one who's in charge. Who's that? Father. So we're basically just going back to original drasha. That's the way the Tosfos Rid says it. The Tosfos Rid Zochin. Ein kesef la'adoin zeh, aval yesh kesef la'adoin acher. We're back to the original drasha. Why? That's more precise. Mistavra, it's more precise. That's the way Rashi learns. Yeah. That's the Gemara. The Gemara's going back. Tosfos brings over here a Rabbeinu Chananel. That is a very interesting pshat. Very irregular pshat in the Gemara. What does Yitzir de Kavose Kamemayit mean? Pirish Rabbeinu Chanan, on the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Yitzias Ame Evriya Me Adoin. Yitzias Adam Evriya from her Adoin. Shehi Be'es Ne'urim happens when she's in her Naira stage. Afka Naira. Over here, also Naira. What does it mean, Kavose? When a girl leaves the Adon, how old is she? She's a Naira. So when a girl is also Yesh Kesef, how old is she? Naira. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's the Kavose. When we're saying Yotzach Ein Kesef, Biyitziyazu, Av Yesh Kesef, Biyitziyacheres, probably they're the same age. The Ein Kesef Biyitziyazu is when she's a Naira. The Yesh Kesef is also when she's a Naira, and they're going to be the same age.
But there's a case where Amma Vriya leaves before she's a Naira. If you sell her to slavery a year before Yevil, and she's sick.
Yeah, but that's not the context over there we're talking about. Yeah, but that's not the context. We're talking about over there when she goes out by Siman. What?
Who gets the money?
Who gets the money where?
What's Rabbeinu Chananel say?
Rabbeinu Chananel is not even discussing who gets the money. Nothing about money. So that's the...
Just the age.
Just the age. Thank you for pointing that. Just the age. Frektory Shainim. Okay, but who gets the money? How does that... Okay, hello, we have a new answer. I know for sure the Pasuk's talking about when she's a Naira. But who gets the money? The way Tosfos asks the question, Miu, Sugya loy mashma klal, Shu tzorach lilmoid dibiyoim nairis mairi, Elamin nolan de kesef davua havi. We just want to know, how do you know the father gets the money? Rabbeinu Chananel is a pella atzum. How does he learn the Gemara?
What can
learn
is after Tosfos?
Yeah, what?
We're talking about the
other. How do you know someone the other?
Maybe saying that's Mustafa also.
But he doesn't say that. He just says
it's beside you. Saying Naira, you might think it was Makitana in that possibly also. I don't know.
You're saying both of them. Both of them.
He's just adding on, maybe.
Yeah, it seems like the Rishonim don't. Okay. It seems like he doesn't. The Rishonim are assuming he's saying just that. That's the whole thing. It's either Kavase, that's Naira, this is Naira. Why is that enough? You're only saying, maybe he's just saying that and in addition to Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel didn't necessarily see Rashi. So he would have to say both of them. And he doesn't, so it seems like he's saying only this.
He's taking it for granted, the money shot.
Why? Oh, what's the pshat? So Daniel's suggesting he's, somehow, we know for sure it's going to fall. What's the pshat? What's going on? So it says the Maram and Ksuvis the following thing. And we're going to just get you halfway there. You have to know the Gemara cold, my friends. The Gemara says the following thing. The Gemara says, let's learn from V'yotzachina mein kosef in kesef alon zeh yesh kesef alon nacher. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it's in kesef b'yitziyazu yesh kesef b'yitziyacheres. Now the Gemara says, hochi hashtam. Aviyah mekabal kedushah d'chsev es bitin asai p'lish hazeh. V'yihi tishkol kaspa. Which means that, for sure, the father's getting the money. Now the Gemara says, v'eima hani mili k'tana. That's the next line in the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean to say, v'eima hani mili k'tani? What's the hani mili? Maybe that's only katana. What's only katana?
Someone
writes on Rashi, right? But what are we talking about before the which drasha? What?
Happened
to Rabbi? We didn't. It's beaten aside to Lishazeh. That's the Gemara is saying, listen, maybe Esbiti Nasati Lisha Zeh is talking about a Ketana. We have, right, the Kasha of Rashi. We have to deal with the issue. What do you mean? The Parsha is Naira. Rashi says, but they got married originally when she was Ketana. The Ritva says, but maybe it's both of them. Over here, you can do both of them. But either way, we're attacking the Vesbiti. We're addressing Vesbiti was a Makar for us that the father gets the money. He's Makaba Kedushin, Vishak Lakaspa, can't be. Therefore, now we're trying to attack that. Hold on, that Pasuk doesn't tell me for sure that she's going, that the father's getting the money. Maybe she gets the money. Maybe Animi Liktana. But when she's a Naira, she can get the money. And that's the Gemara's whole point is attack Esbiti. Is that correct, Toby?
According to the reader,
what? Okay, let's go back. Rabbi, say, you have to know the Gemara Klara. Let's do it again. You have to know the Gemara Klara, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I see somehow from Yitzchak Havaseh that the parasha is talking about Naira. That's it.
The parasha of
Yitzchakinam. Ein kesef ladan zev, yesh kesef ladan acher. That's when it's a Naira. We never, that was never like the problem. The problem was we thought that maybe the money goes to her, not the father. That's the Rishayim's Kasha. So we're trying to understand what he was saying. How does he learn the Gemara differently? Says the Maram the following thing. Let's go through the Gemara, we'll see it, okay?
Also has to be talking about Naira, because we already have a positive teaching as Ketana.
Okay, let's see. Let's try to figure it out. Let's see. You ready? Here it goes. We start off with Yatzachinam. Yatzachinam ain't Kesef. Ain't Kesef Ladan Zeh, Yesh Kesef? Who's that? Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe ein kesef yitzias yesh kesef yitziacheres. Does that make sense? At the moment, it does. In the end, the Gemara is going to say it doesn't make sense. Or the Gemara says at the moment it does make sense. Ein kesef yitzias yesh kesef yitziacheres. And who gets the money? Maybe she gets the money. Says the Gemara hachi hashta. Hold on. Esbiti masati liisha zeh says he's the makadish. If he's the makadish, who gets the money? Him. So right now, what's the makor that he gets the money? Esbiti. What about from Yatzachinam? No, Yatzachinam maybe is saying that. Yitziacheres, maybe it goes to her. So now we have a makor from Vesbiti. The Gemara says, hold on. Ve'ema hani milik tana. Rashi learns, we'll leave out Ritva, it's basically the same thing. Maybe the pasuk of Vesbiti is talking about Ketana. Rashi has a problem. What's his problem? It says in the pasuk, Naira. Rashi says, I can work with that, don't worry about it. Maybe it's Naira now, but it was Ketana then. But what we're discussing is, was Esbiti talking about Ketana or Naira? Now that Esbiti is Ketana, for the moment, it's Ketana. Do we see that a Ketana, the father, can marry her off?
Yes.
Does that mean the father gets the Kesef Kedushin? What about by Naira?
No, we're not sure.
Wait, hold on a second. What about the Pasuk Yatzachinam? The Pasuk Yatzachinam doesn't say who gets the money. It just says yesh because we yitziacheres, and we're fine. That's the way we learned up until now. Now the Gemara continues and says, "I'll try to prove Naira from Ben Rabbi Savi. I'll try to prove Naira from Anizma Fata. I'll try to prove Naira from Bashi Zubgam. I'm trying to prove Naira. I can't prove Naira." So the Gemara, hold on, let's get back over here. The Yatzachinam is not talking about that she gets the money. Yatzachinam is talking about that he gets the money because yitziyak avase. That's the way we learned the Gemara. Comes along the Maram and says, "Toys the Rabbi Chanan learned the Gemara differently." Rechanan, the Gemara is suggesting Yitzchakinim and Kasa says, no, maybe Yitzchakinim. Then the Gemara goes into this, Biti Nasati, that's a Makor that he can be about. You're right. Eimahani Miliktana. Now the Gemara is trying to pull down not just Vesbiti, but also Yitzchakinim. Yitzchakinim is talking about Ketana. Yitzchakinim is not talking about Ketana.
Who cares if Yitzchakinim is not talking about Ketana?
We're going to get there. Oh, excellent. Now Yitzchakinim is talking about Ketana. Yatzachinam's talking about Ketana. And now the Gemara is struggling with what's V'yatzachinam. The Gemara says afterwards, no, V'yatzachinam's talking about Naira, not Ketana. Oh, but maybe she gets the money. But then we never got back to the original question. The Gemara said that maybe it's we don't lose that. We don't change that. According to Rashi, that's what changed in the end of the Gemara. But according to the Rabbi Nochan, never changed. What? So it must be the following thing. For some reason, the Esbiti is going to affect the Yatzachinam. That's what it has to be according to Rabbi Nochan. That's why we can't leave Yatzachinam where it is. You have to pull Yatzachinam down to Ketana. Because if not, Yitzchinim is going to be a makar. And we see that because in the Maskana, where the Gemara says Yitzchinim is not Ketana, it's Naira, boom, you have a makar. What's the makar? Maybe it's talking about, maybe she gets the money. No. Esbiti. Esbiti. Esbiti is talking about Ketana. That's where we're at. Is that clear?
How does it show us that Esbiti is talking about Naira, though?
What does it mean?
Esbiti is talking about Ketana.
No, it's not according to Rabbi Ketana on here. It can't be, because then we...
Then Esbiti has to be
talking about Naira, because that's how he learns the Makar, that the father...
But how do we know Esbiti's talking about Naira? Maybe someone Ketana.
How do you know the father gets the money?
We got a problem.
No,
okay,
but
you didn't answer the problem. How do you know?
What is he talking
about?
Who said? Where'd you get it from?
Obviously,
but how does that work?
It doesn't do anything.
You have no problem pulling
they're
into Ketana.
They're in two totally different parshas and two different svarim. They have no shaykhus to each other.
Okay.
Slow down, Rabbi Yisrael. We tried bringing a makar from Yitzchinim. That was its own standing makar. The Gemara says, no makar from there. The Gemara says, okay, I'll bring you a different makar. That's its own makar. And a different parsha. Because the Gemara says, "Emel Ledida." It can't be Ledida. Once you tell me there's such a thing as Kesem Kedushin, it's got to go to the father.
That's it. Is that so?
Yeah,
right.
So how is Vesbiti being Megala? That's the trick. That's what I'm trying to understand. Hold on. Let's get it clear, okay? The Gemara is asking, Daniel, I'll answer your question. Hold on. The Gemara is asking two questions. What are the two questions of the Gemara? The original two questions from the beginning, according to everyone. How do you know there's such a thing as Kesef Kedushin? How do you know that the father gets it? So it says the Gemara, we learn from Yitzchinim. The Emel Ledida. What does the Emel Ledida mean? Does we still know that there's such a thing as Kesef Kedushin? Yes. Kesef Kedushin is learned from where? Yitzchinim. But we want to know, how do you know that the father gets it? So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, hold on a second. If you're telling me there's Kesef Kedushin, so Avi Mekabel Kedusha, Avi Tishko Kaspa, the money's got to go to the father. So there is some sort of need for both drushes in front of us. Yitzchinim is telling me Kesef, and Yashbiti is going to tell me that the Kesef goes to the father. But how do I know that the Pasuk of Yitzchinim, of Yashbiti, is talking about Naira?
There's a Pasuk just talking about, it says Naira in it.
No, but we already avoid it. The Gemara clearly says not like that.
Rashi, but if you're going to Rabbeinu Chananel, who doesn't address Rashi's point, and may not have ever, as Rebbe said before, may not have ever seen Rashi,
right?
Are you coming with that?
It has to be the Gemara. Listen.
How? The same way, that's what I'm saying.
The Gemara is saying the following thing. If the father is the one that's Mekadosh, the father gets the money. So now, when the Gemara says, Ve'imahani mili, Ketana. The Gemara needs to be talking about Vesbiti. Because if it's not talking about Vesbiti, we have a Makar. Esbiti Nasat Lishazeh, the father can be Makadasher, the father gets the money. I know that from Vesbiti. So when the Gemara says Hanimi Ketana, we have to be knocking off Esbiti. And Rabbeinu Chananel says we're also pushing down V'yasachina.
Well, not according to everyone, according to some.
Pushing down.
Esbiti can still be used for Naira.
How could it be used for Naira? So I have a question for you.
The question is only if
I have a question. I have a question for you. I have an easy question.
What do we gain by making
that what?
The question of the Gemara is, how is Makadosh herself? How do we know
how it got there in the first place?
According to those that hold that, Esbiti is going on, Zolt Ketana is going on Naira. The father could be Makadosh and Naira, he gets the money. Ketana, which,
by a Naira, when she's Makadosh herself, how do you know the father gets the money? That's the question. Hold on. We're saying that Esbiti Nasati Lisha Zeh is telling us, it's talking about Naira. Right?
Yeah.
If it's talking about Naira, so when the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't mean that Esbiti is talking about Ketana?
No. We mean, Hanimi the Ketana, that the father always gets the money. Aval Naira, when she's Makadosh herself, and she gets... And when she's Makadosh herself, when she's a Naira, how do we know the father gets the money there?
And therefore, we can leave Esbiti being Naira, like the Ritva, you're saying? Hani Mili Ketana?
Can't be the Yitzchinim.
And why do you have to move Yitzchinim down?
You can't move Yitzchinim down.
You are moving down.
Why is that less of a chiddush to Rebbe than moving Esbiti up? Meaning, Rabbeinu Hananel needs it to be true that Yetzachinam turns into katana.
Why does that,
as much as it needs to be true that Asbiti turns back into Naira.
Why do we need Yetzachinam to turn into katana?
Because if not, we have a Makar. What does that mean? He needs it to be the Yetzachinam.
You don't call it Slejida? When the Gemara says "Ein Mahanim in the Katana," he's bringing now Yetzachinam. It's to be talking about Katana.
How?
Why not?
How does she go? The only way.
It just means the Yetziah Cheres is Katana. The Yetziah Cheres is Katana.
But that's
you're
Naira.
learning from
Naira.
That's what the Gemara says. Mistavri, you don't go from Naira to Katana, but the Havim is you're going from Naira to Katana.
So how does that happen?
That's what the Gemara says. Katana is the second half. Yitzia Cheres is Katana.
What does that do for us?
Rabbeinu Chananel is obviously saying you need to do that.
Where does he say that?
So what's the Emahani Milik Tana?
As BT.
That doesn't help anything.
But then what are we doing over here? We're saying over here with... What's the question?
The SBT is Ve'emahana Mila Katana, and Rabbeinu Chananel is saying the Mestaver is that's not true.
What, SBT is not true?
SBT is not Katana. It's not...
No, it's talking about SBT. It's talking about Yetziah of Amad Riyah. It's not talking about Bia. It's not what he's talking about. It's not talking about that. It's talking about Yetzachinam. Here's a Havamina, we're bringing Yetzachinam down. Why do you have to bring Yetzachinam down? If Yetzachinam was up, then we would make the Joshua.
So we're answering the question of how do you connect Tana and Yetzachinam?
But they're not connected.
That's what I think we're trying to do. He's saying that's not true.
Okay, so
what?
I think the pshat is something like this. To explain the following thing. The Tosa says, really, it's easier for us to say. It's easier for us to say, Yesh Kesef Adon Zeh, Ein Kesef Adon Zeh, Yesh Kesef Adon Acher. That's a better drasha for us. But you can't make that drasha unless there's some sort of indication that that's the way to do the drasha. If we don't have an indication of how to do the drasha that way, then we won't darshan it that way. Once we have SBT, what is SBT telling us? The father gets the money. If the father gets the money, so even if the father gets the money back, Tana, I'll use V'yatzachinam to say the father gets the money. I see the father gets the money. Back Tana, I have another drasha, which is talking about money, so I'll drashen it, in kesef the adon zev, yesh kesef the adon acher. That will be the automatic drasha. Because I see already from Vesviti, the father gets money. So if I leave Yetzachinam by Naira, I'm automatically going to assume it goes to the father. Because I see Vesviti, the money goes to the father. That's Ktana. You're right, but I see money goes to the father. Now I'm a drasha on Naira, I'll also say the money goes to the father. The same way by Ktana, also by Naira. No, because I already have a drasha.
I can't jump from Ktana to Naira.
I'll explain to you.
Ktana,
so he says,
forget not jumping
to
Ktana and Naira. It's an extra step. We learned Yetzachinam. At the end of the day, we learned that drasha teaches us everything we need.
What?
So why work Tana backwards? Meaning at the end of the day, the mistaker is that the Yetzachinam teaches us and Katana, both
in Katana. But we don't know that in the beginning.
Because we see
I'll explain. Okay, you're going to the end. I'm starting in the beginning. Listen. We have a drasha. We have two ways to read the drasha. Either read it, Enkes of Yitzhizu, or Enkes of the Adon Zeh. Which is the better way to read it? Says Tosis, unless you have something telling you to read it in Kesef Le'adoin, you have to read it Yitzia. But if you have anything telling you to read it in Kesef Le'adoin, do it. Do it. So from the fact that by Ktana I see that the Adon gets money, that will give me the allowance in a Chanami. It's not a drasha where it's a limud from one to the other. It's just a license for me to learn the drasha. In Kesef Le'adoin Zeh, Avayesh Kesef Le'adoin Acher. I have that license. Why? Because I see Ktana, the money goes to the father. So by Naira, that's probably what the Pasuk is telling me. Naira also, because I have a drasha. I'm learning from a drasha. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Maybe the whole Yetzachinam is only talking about Ktana. And you're right. The money goes to the father. But the money goes the father only by Ktana. Now I don't have a drasha anymore that's talking about Naira. Now I'm left without a Naira drasha. But if I would have a Naira drasha and I have a Ktana drasha telling me the money goes to the father, I'm going to learn the Naira drasha also that way. Says the Gemara, no, this drasha is only Ktana. So the Gemara says, you know what? That itself is counterintuitive. That the drush is ketana, this drush is naira. Once the drush is naira, it's automatically in kesev la'adan zeh, aval yesh kesev la'adan achar. Why? I see by ketana the father gets the money. So what's this drusha telling me? How do I learn this drusha? Says Tosis, learn it. The mistaber way to learn it is that it's going to the father. But you have to have some sort of mashmais. I have a mashmais from ketana. That's enough of mashmais. That's enough. The Torah told me already that we know already that the father gets money. Once we have that, it's already established that the father gets money after also.
How do we know the father comes like a hiccup
to make the drush? Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're going to have to continue with this, Beis Hashem, hopefully. We really got to work on this. The Olam is, Baruch Hashem, very engaged during Shir, but Lamaisa, it's not going to work if we're not spending more time during Seder. We have to be Mashkiya more time, and also more time in Chazorah. The Olam is very orangutan, but it needs a lot of work. This needs a lot of work. I want to share with you a quick story about Rav Shach that I heard from someone who was very close to Rav Shach's Gabbai, that one time someone took a child to Rav Shach.